This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. A little bit of breaking news, you might say. OSF Healthcare has named its new president for St. Mary Medical Center here in Galesburg. As you may know, Jennifer Junis is now overseeing digital health initiatives for OSF, so that left the job here open. And Lisa DeKiesel of Cambridge is going to take over starting November 18th, and we're pleased to have a chance to talk to her on the day that she was announced she'd be taking over. Lisa, congratulations, and thanks for your time.
Thank you so much, Will. I appreciate that.
Very, very glad to have you, for sure. So let's talk a little bit about your background first. I was mentioning off the air, I'm from Kewaunee in Henry County. You're from the, you live in pretty much the opposite end of the county, right?
I do. I do. I live in Cambridge, there in the northern part of Henry County, and I actually attended school and all of my years there at Cambridge, and so it's my hometown, and that's where our family resides, and it's a wonderful community.
It certainly is. One of my best friends growing up, at least through high school, lived in Cambridge. And along those same lines, you worked not far away at a hospital in Henry County that I think for a while it has had a pretty good reputation, has it not?
Yes, that is absolutely correct. So I have worked for Hammond Henry Hospital out of Geneseo now since 2014, and it has been a wonderful experience. Hammond Henry is an excellent organization that's very committed to quality care for its patients here in the community, and I've worked with a wonderful team and certainly have had a great experience in my entire tenure here.
It says that here that you were Vice President of Physician and Outpatient Services at Hammond Henry in Geneseo. Tell me what that entails.
Sure. Yes, Vice President of Physician and Outpatient Services is responsible for, my primary responsibility is our physicians' clinics and our specialty clinics, our outreach into the community. And so we really, in the last few years here at Hammond Henry, have had a lot of growth as we launched into the physicians' clinics arena, really working to provide access in our rural health community here in Henry County. And so that's really been our focus. We've added multiple locations in the last few years and brought on employed physicians and advanced practice nurses and physician assistants. So really growing our medical staff, growing our access for the community, and expanding our regional base for our physicians' clinics has been my primary focus. I've had additional duties here as well at Hammond Henry, including the role of compliance officer. I have a fairly lengthy background in quality and regulatory and compliance, so that's also been one of the hats I've worn here. But it's really been a great team and a great experience here at Hammond Henry.
That's fantastic. It sounds to me, and we've spent a lot of time in the news lately talking about rural health and ways to make that better. And it sounds like, though, at least from your perspective, that maybe some of that is incumbent upon the hospitals themselves to figure out how they can continue to serve that population. Would that not be right?
That is absolutely correct. It really is becoming incumbent upon the hospitals to really ensure access for their communities, especially in the rural health area. Really the shift for organizations is from inpatient to outpatient, and that's driven by a multitude of factors. But in order to ensure we have adequate access and also building and collaborating with relationships with other health systems to ensure that we have a system of care available to our patients, it's kind of the new strategy that's being employed, and we're finding it to be very successful to support our rural populations, which is so important.
That's for sure. So it sounds to me, though, like a lot of what you're saying you've been doing at Hammond Henry is really going to serve you well as you take on the role here in Galesburg at St. Mary's.
Absolutely. I'm very excited for the opportunity to bring this this model and this energy to St. Mary, which has a wonderful team that's very dedicated to serving their communities. And as we look at the western region for OSF, to just really build a collaborative system to ensure that the access points and all systems of care are available to our patients in order to provide a full system of care for our rural communities, our critical access hospitals, our acute care and intermediate centers such as St. Mary, and then, of course, our tertiary and larger systems out of Peoria. So really working together as a team to ensure that all points of care are covered and all services are available to our communities.
What attracted you to the job here in Galesburg?
Oh, that's a wonderful question. I'm very familiar with the Galesburg community. My family farmed not far up the road in Ryo, Illinois. And so very, very familiar with Galesburg. And in fact, I was born at OSF St. Mary Hospital many years ago. And so I really have a soft spot for the community, and certainly I understand that community and the rural health dynamics. I really was drawn to the mission of OSF Healthcare to serve with the greatest care and love. It really speaks to my philosophy of healthcare. I am a nurse by background, and really just feel that a patient-centered focus and continuing the mission that OSF brings forward, I think, is just an honor to have the privilege to do so.
Mentioning that you're a nurse by background, Lisa, we've talked a lot about that too, in terms of how there's seemingly always a shortage of nurses. Are you seeing that in at least in Geneseo, and how is that something that maybe you've been able to work towards and sort of combat that problem, and how do you think that might impact here in Galesburg?
Absolutely. There really is a nursing shortage. It's not something that's just, you know, I know we hear that quite frequently, but we really do truly have a nursing shortage happening. You know, nursing is if you think about the 24/7 of nursing and the demands that are placed on nurses, it's a special profession, and I really think that the best approach and what we've seen here is culture. I think, you know, ensuring that you provide the culture and the employment opportunity that really makes it a place to work, I think is really important, and supporting them and understanding and having been in their shoes and understanding what their day is like, I think really helps to embed the culture in order to support them and really promote OSF as the place to work.
What is on your to-do list, do you think, once you get started here about a month from now?
Oh, I think it's a long to-do list, but and in a good kind of way. I think first is just getting to know, you know, the team and the organization, and really embedding myself in the organization, getting to know the mission partners, and really getting a very strong understanding of what the needs of the Western region are in order to support that. But I think, you know, I think the first part of any position such as this is just the relationship building and really getting to know how I can best support the system, and how I can best support St. Mary, what their needs are and what the opportunities are to continue to ensure that we can meet our mission in serving those in the community. So I'm very excited about that opportunity.
Galesburg is kind of one of those unique areas that has, for an area of its size, that has two hospitals in it. Do you see that as a concern at all? I can't imagine maybe that you would, just given that Cambridge and Geneseo are so close to a truckload of hospitals in the Quad Cities area.
Right. No, I do not see that as a concern, and I am a firm believer in collaboration and in meeting the needs of the community. I think in this day and age with healthcare, it's even more imperative that we all work together as a community to serve the needs of our patient populations, and ensuring access to patients is pivotal. So I don't see that as a concern, and you're absolutely correct. We have a multitude of systems up this direction, and I think everyone serves their own special purpose in meeting the needs of the community, and I think we're just better together.
It's the time, I was going to say time for, but I think this is going to sound like a dumb guy question, but I think I'm going to ask it anyway, just for the heck of it. In the information from OSF here, it says that you earned your Master of Jurisprudence in Health Law and Policy. I didn't even know that was a thing.
That's a common question. That is a very common question. Yes, I was very fortunate to be accepted into the MJ program at Loyola University in Chicago. And that's the program they kind of grandfathered there, and it really focuses on the legal compliance and kind of risk components of healthcare. And so that's really the primary focus. Compliance and quality and risk are a very strong background of mine. Mm-hmm. It's certainly an area that I'm very passionate about. And it was a program that really spoke to me. And so it really allows me to bring a very risk-based, compliance-based thinking to all of my work when I'm working within an organization. And so it also brought a unique niche to our organization here, and I hope we'll also do so for OSF as well.
All right, one last question before I run out of time. It says here in the information from OSF that part of your family is You have 8 children and 11 grandchildren with another to arrive in November. Are you sure you want to start a new job at the same time you're getting another grandkid?
Yes, of course, yes. Well, my career and my work life is a very big part of who I am, and I have a wonderful, very supportive, very large family. We're very blessed, and I'm very fortunate. They are all very, very supportive of me and my love for the work and what I do. And so, yes, I think I'm prepared, and I'm sure I will carve out some time to go and enjoy the new little one when she arrives.
Oh, I certainly hope so, at least. There you go. Lisa DeKeesel, the incoming new president of OSF St. Mary Medical Center, starting again November 18th. Thanks so much for your time. Congratulations, and I'm sure we'll be talking more down the road.
Thank you so much, Will. I appreciate it very much.
And again, as we mentioned at the beginning of the interview, Lisa will be replacing Jennifer Junis, who is now working with the digital healthcare team of OSF, OSF St. Gabriel Digital Health. She will also work with Roxana Crosser, who is a former CEO of the hospital as well, who's now Western Region CEO of OSF Healthcare. Stay tuned. We'll have sports and business news next on Galesburg's Evening News.